Welcome to the Chat Podcast. It's Entertainment Talks podcast for chat, mental health, and behind the scenes. I'm your host, Matthew, and today we're doing the March 2024 version or edition, depending on what you prefer to call it. I'm your host, Matthew, and we're going to keep things a bit more casual today. I have a few more casual, lighter topics, especially compared to last time. I mean, yes, the same bad things are still happening in the world, but we don't have to talk about them every single time. Because also we have April. We're in April of 2024 now. And it's become a very fun personal month for me. Voice keeps breaking. It's become a very fun personal month for me. I've now got three anniversaries and, of course, my actual birthday in April. I'm going to be posting a photo with this podcast as the featured image, which will not be a photo of the tattoo itself, because it still doesn't, well, it's wrapped up at the moment, and it, you could see it. I did post it to Twitter anyway, but I thought for an actual featured image, it's wrapped up and it might not look the best, for a featured image for a podcast, even though the version that I posted was the sort of just got home version, and of course there was blood with it, because obviously you do bleed when you get a tattoo. It's much cleaner than what that picture looks like now, so don't freak out, anybody. It's still peeling, it's only the next day, but it's more cleaned up now than what it was before, so that's nice. But this was planned for a long time. This was absolutely not a spur-of-the-moment thing. So set out the three new dates for April. Now, they don't have to mean much to you specifically, but they do to me. We now have April 2nd, 2024, which was the day that I got said tattoo, which was yesterday. We have April 6th, 2024, which is the anniversary. You wouldn't really call it a birthday. The anniversary of Entertainment Talk, created, of course, April 6th, 2016. And of course, my birthday itself, April 17th, 1994, was when that happened. So a couple of them are like really close. And then, of course, the other one is like a couple of weeks away. So, yeah, April's becoming, a very personal month for me, which is fun and nice, I guess. April's a nice month, I guess. So just talk about four things I'm going to talk about today, which is Entertainment Talk's 8th anniversary, the tattoo itself. I don't have a ton to say about my birthday, it's not actually happened yet. This will be getting released on the 6th of April, just so that this comes out on the anniversary, so that we have something to release for the anniversary. And then, of course, we'll talk about the stats for the month, which, again, I don't know if you all consider that to be the boring part of the podcast or the best part. So do let me know. Do you prefer that in the first half of the podcast or the second half? But I'm going to delve into the tattoo itself. So it is a tattoo of Buzz and Woody, of course, the brilliant characters from the brilliant Toy Story. But yeah, last year I was having a conversation with my mum and with a friend, and this was in about June, July last year, and we said, hey, okay, your birthday's under a year away, but it will be a soon rather than later, which now it's just 2 weeks away. What do you want to do? Now, for my 21st, which, gosh, would have been 9 years ago, very, very, very soon. I had a party. The party was great. It was nice. Some good people turned up that I like, which is obviously important. And I was like, hey, you know, 30th, do I want to have another party? And it's not that I didn't want to have another party. I've already done that. Like, for my 18th, I went out and had a drink. Because obviously you can, 16 is consent. 18 is everything else, isn't it, pretty much. 17 is driving. 21, I don't know why 21's actually supposed to be special. Like, some people have just said, like, oh, it's, you get the key to 21, which never made sense to me, but I guess 21's supposed to be special for some sort of reason. I think in America it means something. Is it that you can drive when you're 21 in America? I can't remember. Obviously their numbers and rules for things are a bit changed, but basically when you turn 21 in the UK, you can pretty much do anything, I think. I can't think of anything that you can't do when you turn 18, because you can smoke, drink, all that kind of stuff. You can gamble, you can... this isn't me advocating for these things, by the way. I'm just telling you what the rules are. You can drive from 17, consent is 16, which I still think is too young. Yeah, so... It's weird how it's 16 for consent over here, but 18 in America. But then you can't drive till you're 21 in America. Very mixed up and whatever. So 18 was I had a drink or a few drinks, whatever. 21 was party. 16, I think I was just at, well, I was at school. Yeah, we would have been at school. That's the age that you finish school in the UK. I don't remember doing anything special for 16. And then pretty much 21, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 were just whatever. Some of them were meals, some of them were like other things. So, yeah. So 30 is next, and thought, okay, paintballing was something that was considered. I've never done paintballing, but I would absolutely love to try it. But that won't be happening this year. I can do that another year, that or any other time really, that's absolutely fine. But the friend that we were talking to noticed I had a tattoo, my rest in peace Nan tattoo. I'm not sure if I've ever showed that before on anywhere, but I do have that one, which I got done like 10 years ago. It's the same person, by the way, the same tattoo guy, did both tattoos. And he kind of remembered me when we went to discuss it. And then when we went there later, we were all like familiar with each other again. So, yeah, we said, like, hey, you liked this first tattoo you got. Would you consider getting another one? Then thought of things that I love. And then naturally, the first thing that came to mind was Toy Story. So I thought, okay, Toy Story tattoo, that makes sense. That's something I would like. What do you get? And this was, oh boy, this was a journey. Because first of all, it's where do I want it? Now, I'm someone who wears... I don't wear a lot of long sleeve things unless it's obviously raining or it's cold. And then I'll wear obviously a jacket or a longer sleeve top or something. A lot of shirts that I wear are short sleeved. So I was like, hey, on the... Is it forearm? Not the one with the shoulder part. The bit that's next to your hand. Forearm, I think that's called. I'll have it there. And that's where I've got my other one on my other... arm, on my left arm, and I thought, okay, I'll have it there. And then I thought, okay, do I want the word Toy Story, or the two words, the name Toy Story? I thought, okay, that's an option, but what about if we go for something different? And then it was suggested Buzz and Woody. I thought, okay, that sounds good. What pose? Because if you're having it on your arm like that, obviously if you do your back or your chest, you've got a lot more room. Look through, and then literally one day, I think it was, it might have been 4 or 5 months later, because, oh yeah, then we'll figure it out later, right? It was that kind of, not putting it off, but yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what I want to do, but we'll actually figure it out closer to the time. And then January came around, and then my mum kind of said, hey, if you are going to have this, you're going to, now is a time where, like, okay, it's down to 4 months, you are going to need to, like, choose something and start getting the ball rolling a bit. So I did. And then Googled, this literally took me, now I don't consider this rushing, because you know when you're really, really certain about something? One night, I just went, right, Google, Buzz and Woody. I think I just typed in Buzz and Woody or Buzz and Woody poses. Scrolled through about 5 or 6 different ones, and I was like, nah, not that. Nah, not that one. Nah, not that one. And then came across the one that you can see in the featured image, which is the two of them standing on Andy's bed. But forget the background itself. I haven't got a background with it. It was the two of them naturally standing together, and immediately I went, that one. I was that certain, because I wanted a sort of classic traditional pose. Because, like, the two different covers you've got, I mean, I've got Toy Story 1 and 2 on DVD in front of me on this desk. On Toy Story 1's cover, it's got him hanging onto, it's got Woody hanging onto Buzz's arm while he's jumping up. It's not a bad pose by any means, but that would have been difficult to fit on my arm. But I just said no to that one. And then there's a sort of alien funny joke thing You know, the two fingers behind someone's head for Toy Story 2. Didn't want that. But the one of them standing next to each other, like they're both their elbows are basically sticking out, and it's just them just posing, standing forward, sort of thing. And it just stood out to me as a bit more kind of, that's the one that I want. There was a long road to deciding, like, okay, am I sure about that? Could a different pose work? Could the artist himself draw a different pose or something? There were other ones that were considered and other ones that were brainstormed to me, but I was very, very certain of that one. So fast forward a few months, we went down to this place. He'd actually moved from where he was last time, but it was like 12, 15 years or something like that. I can't remember how long ago it was, actually. And he'd moved, so we found the new place and all that kind of stuff, and went there and spoke to him and said, look, you know, explained the basics and stuff, and I said, okay, this is what I want. And it was funny because, not in the way of there was a clash, but there was a bit of him as the tattoo artist saying, this is what will work for a tattoo, this is what won't work, based on ink, based on size, based on shape, based on position. It's all kind of things I hadn't considered, but I'm not a tattoo artist, so I don't have that on my mind. And then I suggested, if you go on Twitter and you do find the image, I suggested it to be sideways. Which would mean that basically, rather than if someone's arm is downwards and they're standing up, which was what I've got it as, my idea, again, I'm not a tattoo artist, I don't know what works, what doesn't, was you turn them to the side, so their heads, if you put someone's arm out straight, their heads would be next to each other, and the legs would go downwards. And I showed him the photo, right, and because I had it on my phone, and I turned it around, I said, oh, can I have it like this? Immediately went, no, that won't work. I was like, damn, that's what I had on my mind for so long. And then I said to a few people, because I spoke to like a couple of different people about it, and I said, like, what about if you cut off the legs? That's what, and then I realized, like, no, you can't cut off the legs of it. No, that's stupid. I was just thinking of different things. This was just the brainstorming part. Anyway, he just was like, no, that's not going to work, it's going to be really stupid. I said, okay, what about if you like make it a lot smaller so the legs fit in? He said, no, with the amount of detail that's on the two of them, and there is a lot of detail on these two guys, it will be too squashed, the ink won't work, in like 10 years time it will be all bubbly and horrible, all this kind of stuff. And I was like, right, this is the part where I need to listen to the artist who knows what he's talking about, because he's been doing this for 15 years and I don't know anything about tattoos. He's like, you can still have that, but you have to have it this way. He said, oh, you can have it in a different place if you want, but if you're going to put it on that spot, it has to be stood up this way. Initially, I'll admit, I was like quite disappointed. I was quite sort of like, oh, but like when I hold my arm this way, I can't quite see it in a certain way. But sooner or later, I learned, and this is the whole part of life of listening and learning and realizing you're not wrong with your idea, but the other idea is much better. And it was funny because when he finished it yesterday, and He turned to me after, not in a complaining way, but in an observing kind of way. He said, right, so now if you look at that, can you imagine if you turn it the other way and the legs would be like looping around the arm, how bad that would be? Yeah, then I kind of just chuckled a little bit, because I was like, oh, okay, that wouldn't have really worked out and stuff. So although it's not the exact original idea that I had, I understand why it couldn't work that way, which is absolutely fine. I'm very, very happy with what I've got and how it's, well, so far how it's turned out. It's not healed or anything yet, of course. He said to do this routine thing for about a week or so, which is interesting. But yeah, I've finally got it on my arm though, which I'm happy about. I was very, very nervous, kind of, you know, the day before, the day of, and these kinds of things. And I'd kind of forgotten about just all the little bits in sort of the preparation and how long it takes and all these kinds of things. But this time, as opposed to before, it was because it was just black writing last time. I think last time we did like the outline of the words and then just filled them in with black, because that's essentially what this other tattoo is, with like a certain font and all that. But this, right, so if I look at it right now, so you've got, there's loads and loads of little bits, and because it's Well, it's not condensed, but because there's so many bits that are really small, there's like lots of little pockets of colour in different bits. You've got like the front of Buzz's chest, he's got the Star Command logo that's like really, really tiny. Then he's got one on his arm that's really tiny. Then you've got the little spore things on the back of Woody's boots. There's like little yellow bits of detail and stuff there. Then you've got even smaller bits like on Woody's, it's a shirt, isn't it? Yeah, the yellow and red shirt, and there's like these tiny little red lines with these like filled in with the yellow squares, and then like the outlining of everything obviously is black, so that you've got kind of a baseline for it. So that's quite cool. Then the blue trousers or the jeans, and then there's like the belt and the little bits there, and then the buttons, and then there's the little like black patches on the waistcoat and stuff. That's all in there. You've got can only see one of Buzz's buttons because the other one is behind Woody. Because as I said, they're kind of sort of hugging, kind of thing. So there's bits of like the right side of Buzz and the left side of Woody that aren't at, not that they're not there. They're just not visible because of the pose. So like Woody's left arm is mostly behind Buzz and that kind of thing. You can see on Buzz's right arm though because he's got the laser or the light bulb that blinks, as Woody would call it. That's still visible because that's like his yeah, it's on his arm, not his wrist, because he obviously presses that and everything, so you can still see that little red dot there. And then there's like a little white part next to that because there's the button, and then there's the actual light, isn't there? Then there's the actual visor of Woody's helmet, not Woody's, Buzz's helmet, which is cool. There's the bit on it where so obviously you go from left to right like a line that goes over the top of his head for like the main part of it, and then there's actually, because for some reason in my mind, I don't know why this was happening, I remembered obviously what Buzz and Woody looked like, but because there's so many little squares and circles and just little lines here and there, there was times now and again when he was doing the tattoo. And I was thinking to myself, like, what's that little line for? What's this little line for? And then what was really, really cool, what we both loved, both from me getting on my arm and him as obviously is enthusiastic about actually doing the art itself. And as you go from bit by bit by bit, and like throughout the day, I mean, I was only, the actual tattoo itself took about 4 hours, which wasn't too bad. Had the whole day booked for it. As you see bit by bit of it forming, because he did this first, the very, very first bit he did was like this paper blue outline. It's sort of like a tracing thing. And so he drew the outline of the design on this iPad thing, and then he printed off this like other piece of paper thing. That's where we started off with, like, okay, where exactly are you sort of placing it down? And then he did that, and almost immediately, because I've like tried to envision what this would look like on my arm, and then he got that out, and then he placed it on there, and we said, you know, moved it around a little bit, made sure it was where I kind of wanted it to be, and then kind of placed it down, let that settle for a second or whatever, and then slow, really slowly peeled it off so that he had, it was basically so that he had a blue outline as like where the little black lines would go, that he would trace, so that you can build like an actual base of what you're going to be coloring and that sort of stuff. But as soon as he took that off and I could see the blue outlines, I could kind of vision it already, like from the placement it was in, I could kind of have a vision of it already, and that was a really, really cool first step. Then it was just bit by bit of the black outlines, then some thicker black outlines for some other bits and stuff. Then he started, just bit by bit, started colouring it, and just slowly but surely, you know, did the legs and the arms and head and hat and the visor and all these other little bits, and slowly but surely it started to come in together. But because he did say to me what he should have done, turns out we were both thinking this, but neither of us said it for some reason, is as we take, because obviously we took breaks and stuff and had lunch and all that. And he said what he should have done each time he stopped for 5 minutes or stopped for a break or stopped to let the ink settle, should have taken a photo step by step. You could have, I guess, done that with video, but then you'd have had to do like a time lapse thing, and that's a whole different thing. But we didn't do that. But it was only once we finished, or once he finished, obviously, that doing the tattoo, we both looked at each other and went, I should have done a step-by-step thing for it. So we were both thinking it the whole time, but neither of us said anything. So I don't know. It's fine though. But yeah, there's just so many. I can't go over how many little bits of color that like the little bits of color everywhere and how that just makes up the whole thing. It's very, very cool. It's very, very cool indeed. Yeah. I like it a lot, which is important because it's on my arm. So, but what I was saying about the visor, there's a little line that goes obviously from left to right, and it's a 2D image, obviously. And then because there's for some reason I forgot about this little detail, obviously because with Buzz's visor, he obviously can take it down, and then that comes down in two stages. Obviously, there's half of it, and then it comes down in another half. And on the doll, if you call Buzz the Buzz version of doll, on that obviously you can take that up so that you can clean it and things like that. There's this crafty little line he did that goes from like the middle to the middle, and it sort of goes. It looks very cool. It looks like it's behind his head, which is where it's supposed to be, like from the angle of where his head and everything is. So that looks really good. I'm looking at that right now, and then there's a few little details I didn't expect him to do, but this is where his craft comes in, and this is where like he does things that I'm not thinking of. So there's three, is it three? One, two, three. There's three little bits on this which I find really interesting. So there's obviously Woody's hat on top of his head, then there's a little bit of hair sticking out, obviously from like his sideburns and like the bit of hair at the top that's sticking out slightly, and the hat is like lent upwards, which is great. And then there's this little like, I would use the word queef in his hair. There's this tiny little white little line, and I was looking at this last night, this tattoo, and I was looking at my again, you call them dolls, toys, whatever, on the shelf. I got the original ones, and I was looking back and forth at that, and there is this tiny little. There isn't really a different way he could have done this. This really little white, what sort of whitish line that sort of shows that. So that's a cool little sort of detail. He also did little. This isn't one of the ones I just mentioned, but there's this little tiny little like red line on his cheek, just to show a little bit of like expression in the cheek. That's something I wouldn't have thought of. And then again, I looked at my Woody toy, and he's not got a red line there necessarily, but there is a little sort of cheek line thing. That's not on the other side because you can't see the other side of his face here. And then there's a little white line as well, which has come out quite nicely, of like a tiny bit of like sun glare from Buzz's helmet. It looks really, really cool. That might be a strange thing to describe. That particular part might be a strange thing to describe. And at first, I was like, "What's that bit that he's done?" And I was like, "Oh, it's a little like sun glare part." And if you look at certain images of Buzz online, obviously at certain angles, both these characters look a bit different in different ways. There is a few photos and pictures, or photos and pictures, the same thing. Of Buzz, where it has got that little sun glare, so that's a nice little bit. So this guy didn't just slap this tattoo on me and call it a day. He really, and plus he did this little, I don't know if this will sound right, this kind of smoky gray effect. That might sound really horrible, but he told me to look on his Instagram and stuff, and he said, "Oh, can you look at the style of how I do. I don't just put these things on, you know." He has this particular style, and admittedly, at first, when I looked at them and I looked at other tattoos, I was like, "Okay, it looks pretty cool," or it's like his signature thing. But I couldn't quite imagine what that. I couldn't quite visualize what that looked like on Buzz and Woody. And then that was one of the last bits that he did. He started putting it on. I was like, "Oh, okay, that's what that looks like." It doesn't change it massively, but it's just a little effect and stuff. But this is what I love when people have jobs like this, like this, because this is a very, very artsy job, obviously. And he's got his own way of doing little things, like his art style and stuff. He's got, what do you call it? Like these little bits and effects and stuff. And granted, again, I'm not a tattoo artist. I don't think of these things. I just had to think of roughly what design, roughly what pose and wear. The rest was kind of, you know, up to him a little bit. So anyway, there's one bit. And then there's two other bits on Buzz as well. Can I see the other bit here? Yes, I can see the other bit. It's still wrapped up a little bit, so there's certain parts I can't quite see at the moment because it's covered up at the moment. There's this tiny little... This is like the smallest dot you can think of. You can see it if you look at it, but it's not like distracting or anything. On Buzz's red button for his wings, there's like this tiny little glare on that as well. Again, certain pictures, if you look at them online, he does have that as well. Buzz is very, he's very reflective in certain lights because he is a much more sort of shiny toy, isn't he? As opposed to Buzz, who's obviously more material-based, isn't he? And there's, like, obviously the button's got the red outline, sorry, the black outline, and then the red colouring, and then it's got this tiny, tiny little white dot. And if you look at certain images on the button as well, that kind of shows. And then what he did with, if you look at what you could call Buzz's stomach, the black line parts, on certain things you can't quite see it, and I wasn't quite sure what he meant at the time, so I asked him. He coloured in some of it black and left some of it blank white. What that allowed it to do was actually show, like, because there's little grids and stuff. I've got so much Toy Story stuff in this room. I've got the top on. I've got the tattoo. I've got Toy Story socks on. I've got the DVDs on this desk. I've got them on my wallpaper on the laptop, as well as some other stuff. I've got would you call it a plushie? I've got a Buzz plushie that's sitting on top of Bullseye, if you remember from the end of Toy Story 2. And then I've got the little, you know, the Disney Infinity figures. I kind of had them spare, so I just put them on this desk. I've got Jesse, Woody, and Buzz, so I put them on here. I've got so much stuff. I didn't quite realize right now until I just actually looked at it. Not really on any of them can you see that detail that he was talking about, but if you look at him properly in the films, you can see that black part of him isn't flat, because obviously he has to bend into the toy itself, literally has to bend back and forth, like it's the articulation points. And again, these aren't bits that like blast you in the face. These are just tiny little details that he's done on this tattoo. But rather than him just colouring the whole thing in black and making it look solid, because I said, oh, how come you left, what's with the white bits? I can't remember how I said that to him, but I said something similar. He said, oh, because it's, you can see the grids a bit more. Then I actually looked closely at it to see what he meant, and then I kind of understood what he meant. So that was quite cool. And then, yeah, so those are like kind of the extra details, along with just having a good standard, you know, an excellent standard tattoo and all these kinds of things. But there's so many just little, especially if you look in the middle of these two guys, like the Woody's belt and Howie's shirt and his waistcoat sort of come together, and then the little holster, which he never has a gun for, there's a little red dot on that. And then, yeah, there's lots of stuff on here, so it's very, very cool. So, yeah, that's kind of the tattoo portion. I think I've been talking about that for about 20 minutes or so, which ain't a problem really. But very grateful to him. He did an absolutely incredible job. I just can't wait to get this wrap off of this and clean it, and I can actually properly see it. Obviously, I saw it once he'd finished and had a good look at it and everything, but because it's covered at the moment, I can't quite fully see it, which is why I didn't choose it for the featured image. But basically, if you look at the featured image, and the reason I didn't put the one with the legs on is because I can only find portrait versions of that picture which don't fit with the landscape featured image. So it's the same pose I picked, it's just the one with their legs in it as well. And with none of the background. The background is my arm. So, but I never mentioned anything about a background or anything. So there we go. Good stuff. I do have some other... Should I talk about it here? There's three other things, and I did mention this to him, and I did show him a few different photos. three other things I want to get as tattoos. Not anytime soon, because it is expensive, and it takes... It's a process. It's a process. You've got to manage your tiredness. You've got to go through a bit of the pain. You've got to book the day. You've got to kind of chill out a bit when you get back home. And I mean, for people that might be more used to tattoos, it might not be quite such a process, but it is a process. It is a process. It's not something you can kind of do just willy-nilly or whatever, but some people do. Some people literally just walk past the tattoo shop, don't they, and walk in and like, hey, can we browse what you've got, and then just, all right, put that on me. So anyway, I wanted to get, I don't know if this can fit on the other side of my arm. I didn't specify that to him, but there is space on the other side of my arm. I kind of wanted to make it not wrap around, but have two on one side of my arm and two on the other side of my arm. I don't know if that can completely work out, and I have to find the right images in that. Is Jesse and Bo Peep. Now, I want the original Bo Peep, not because I don't like the Toy Story 4 version, but I just like original stuff in these cases. There's two problems. Well, one kind of problem, which is Bo Peep's dress in the first Toy Story is very wide, which specifically for where I want to fit this is a bit of a problem. You could condense the dress a bit. Again, I haven't picked like an image or a pose or anything for those two. And I did look at Jesse and Bo Peep pictures. There's not a lot of pictures of them both together. And I think, at least for the original Bo Peep, they're only in Toy Story 2 together. Because Jesse's not in Toy Story 1. Bo Peep's not in Toy Story 3. And when you get to Toy Story 4, Bo Peep's got the dress off. And she's got like the blue outfit, which is a different one. So it's only in Toy Story 2 where they literally exist together, where they've been in. So what I might have to find is two singular poses from both of them that work together. I found two images yesterday, but I haven't seen what they look like next to each other. So I might have to do some like some stuff on here and kind of put some images together and see. Because they don't need to be hugging or holding hands or anything like that. I just want them to kind of stand back to back or something on the other side. So that one's going to take a little bit of figuring out to do. Because now that I understand how much more complicated that sort of thing is, as opposed to just writing on a blank arm, which is what I had before. Because there's like ink to consider and space and details. And yeah, that might not be anytime soon. I don't know when that will be. And the other two, because I kind of ended up with this idea, right? That my right arm would kind of be the Toy Story one. So Woody, Buzz, Jesse, Bo Peep. I can't fit like the whole gang on me. I have to leave some of the rest of them out. I can't just have my whole arm covered in Toy Story characters. Because even if that was a cool idea, I don't think it would fit very well. Plus, I've already got two of them on there. So I wouldn't be able to put the whole gang on there. But obviously, because I consider those four to be the main characters, to me anyway. So, yeah, and then on the other arm, I was considering just the word The Last of Us, and then the original PS1 pixelated Crash Bandicoot. That's what I was thinking of getting, because then I can kind of have the Naughty Dog bit, because Crash and Last of Us, obviously both Naughty Dog, at least the original Crash games anyway. And then Toy Story on the other arm, I suppose, is how that could possibly work. I spoke to him about both of them briefly. He said that they're both good ideas. It just will take a bit more figuring out to do. So that might be a bit of a challenge. He said about having like Crash holding the word Last of Us and stuff. I kind of don't want that specifically. I'm happy with them just both next to each other on my arm. And again, the thing is with that, I'd have The Last of Us written left to right, obviously on my arm, not upwards. I'd have it written the same way that I've got the Nan written on my arm, but on the other side. And because, again, Crash is a character, now he wouldn't be as wide or as long as the Buzz and Woody poses, because the Crash Bandicoot image that I found is quite even on both sides, both in terms of width and height. But you'd have to turn that around again in the same direction as the Toy Story ones. So he'd kind of be standing on top of the words of Last of Us, but not directly. That's what I've been thinking of getting anyway. And then I think I would, maybe I'd leave it after that. I don't know. Some of you might think, oh, why don't you get Man United or something? Maybe. But now that I understand the process and the price as well of the more detailed coloured tattoos, it's I want to make sure I get it right. You know, I don't want to just, oh yeah, just slap all them on my arm and what, you know, call it a day. Plus again, his kind of all of his details, that kind of stuff as well. Which might not be as much for the Crash and Last of Us, not because of him, but because of those are more simple, because Crash is basically one or two colors. And then Last of Us is just in black. Whereas Buzz and Woody, they got all these bits and bobs and nuggets and all these kinds of things. So we'll see. The other thing I'm now dreading a bit more, right? So if you, those of you listening, if you look at your arms, I don't know if you can. I don't know what you're. You might be carrying bags or driving, or I don't know. Where you've got that bone that's on your wrist. Right, because people say, "Oh, tattoos really, really hurt and stuff." If you get a tattoo on a part of your body that's not bony, it'll sting. But also, the vibration of the actual pen needle thing itself really helps. But because where this kind of wraps around a little bit, I don't know if this will make sense. There's a really small part of Buzz's left foot that was near my wrist. And unless I turn my arm around in a certain, it's funny how like your arm works when you move it, and then there's like parts of it that move around a little bit. There's a tiny little part of it that's out that on the edge of that bone. That hurts. That really hurts. And that's a bone that, I'm not saying my bones stick out, but that's a bone that's a bit more pronounced than some of the other ones. For those of you that have got tattoos on your wrists, like on that part of your wrists, you've been through something, because that really hurt. That really hurt. I wasn't like, you know, he said I kept really, really still the whole time, which was good. But then I said to him, hey, if I'm sitting here squirming, not only is it going to be more painful for me, but you're not going to get the tattoo done, and then we're both going to be in a not great situation. So I'll just sit through the pain or the uncomfortableness. But that hurt a little bit more. So the only thing I'm dreading a bit more now is if I get The Last of Us and the, what's the last word of that? Us, S, yeah. The S would be near that, right near that spot. And that's gonna hurt. Because you can't, I'm moving my wrist, you can't even really sort of move it to where that bone goes, it sinks in a little bit more. Because the issue I didn't have with the first tattoo, pretty much all of it is where there's not too much bone kind of sticking out too much, and I don't remember having that trouble. But when he went round to the wrist yesterday with the Buzz's foot, yeah, that hurt. I almost was gonna say to him, like, can you do all of that bit first so I don't have to think about it? Especially there was a part as well where when he was doing the colouring, I guess this was so that he could cover more area or something. So when he was doing the outline and some of the colouring, there was one needle on the pen thing. And then because he was doing more kind of colouring in for certain bigger parts, it had three on it. Didn't hurt loads and loads, but that sounds a lot worse. But the worst part of the whole thing was when he, because he coloured that, the bottom of Buzz's foot in purple, because the bottom of his foot's purple. Then there's like a little green bit, and then there's a white bit, and then there's another little green bit just above that. When he was doing that purple bit at the bottom of the foot, and then obviously the black outline, that really, again, it wasn't screaming in pain, but it wasn't pleasant. And he was like colouring that in. I thought, ooh, yeah. So anyway, that's the tattoo. If any of you have got any tattoos, or what do you think of my one? Are you planning on getting one? Do you, well, I'd say, do you have any advice? I don't really know what advice I could give per se. Avoid your wrists. Yeah. The top front part, where the, not your palm, the other side, that side of your arm, that might be okay. There is some bones around there, but not the same one. But that particular part of your wrist, I'd say avoid that area unless you're a bit better than me with that. So, but hey, it's all done now. But yeah, let me know if you've got any tattoos, any recommend. Well, I'd say recommendations for tattoos for me. Like I said, I've got some more ideas. I don't know if I'd get Man United tattooed on me though. I just don't know. I don't know where I would kind of put that, because my idea has always been, when you're dressed, because I wear a lot of short sleeve tops, where are you going to get a tattoo that you can see one? I'd never have one on, like, certainly not on my back. I'm never going to see that. Not really on my chest. Not really on my legs. Yeah, you can lift a top up, or you can lift a leg trouser up and you can look at it, but how often are you going to do that, you know? Plus, if, like, you want to show someone a tattoo and you lift a top up or something. Or lift a trouser leg, especially if you've got it like on your foot, or like near your ankle, and you might have like boots on, you might have shoes on or something. That's just awkward to me. But you know, you all can do you and everything. So, yeah, I would never really consider my legs or like my feet or anything, because I don't really, not that I never see those parts of my body, but how often do you see those parts? Whereas, again, short sleeve tops, I work in a short sleeve top as well. I see those parts of my arms a lot, even when it's like I'm playing games and look down at my controller, or my arms are like right there, right in front of me, and I can see them. So anyway, there's that. Let's move on, talk about Entertainment Talk's 8th anniversary. It is the third today. The sixth, my calendar will open, is on Saturday. So this upcoming Saturday, the 6th of April, today, I am releasing this today for that day, is our 8th anniversary. We don't have much else planned. In terms of us doing, because I know for our 5-year one, we did like a big everyone podcast. I was going to do that when we get to 10 years. I know that might be a long, well, literally a 5-year wait, but the next big one after 5 is 10, and that's in another 2 years' time, so that'll be 2026. But releasing this here, I think, is a decent idea. I was gonna maybe, I don't want to spoil it, it's something I was maybe gonna try and set up, but I haven't messaged the people that were gonna be involved. That could happen next week though, so look out for that. I've got to message a few people, get something together. I do have an idea. I just haven't actually started planning it yet or putting it together. So look out for that. At some point, we're gonna try and get a new logo. I've been asking David to put something together with that, but you know, time and scheduling and things, that hasn't quite happened yet. I think I need to remind him again or something. In terms of things like, you know, changing the website or changing much else, I have had a look a few times. I think I did do it this year at like different themes, just make the menus a bit different. Nothing else really worked. I actually genuinely, I looked at maybe, obviously there's paid themes, but there was about 10 free themes I did look at, and I just didn't like any of them. Because it's not just, oh, this looks cool. It's like, I put a fair bit of work into actual menus. Because by the way, if you're ever lost on the site or something, please use the menus. Please use the drop-down menu. Use the categories list. The categories list is probably your guide to, it's literally got a list of names of like everything we've ever made. Or you can always use the search function, all that kind of stuff. So please do use that if you ever get kind of lost on the site or something, or you can't find something. The categories list will help you a lot with that. But they do say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And there's nothing wrong with our menus or the themes. The only thing that I don't think we need, but also don't need to take away, if you look at the home screen on the site, and we got like the movable banners, because you scroll down past the logo, you've got the black menu that comes up, or that follows you down to the bottom, so you can keep it there. And then you've got like the slider thing. It's not really necessary, but if I were to remove that, I'd have to have a different theme, and that's not necessary. And you can use that if you want to, like, hey, you see something pop up, you want to click on it, you know, go from there. And then we kind of have like the two newest things next to those two bits, and there's a couple of other bits to scroll past, and then you get to the newest posts. I just don't know. I have looked at it a couple of times and thought, okay, is there a way we can make this better? Is there a way we can make this different? Again, if we were to change really anything about it, especially the layout, we would have to change the theme. And I didn't like anything else that I saw. There was a few ones that almost worked. There was like one or two that I liked the idea of, but I couldn't get things where I sort of wanted them to. But I just don't think there's anything wrong really with the one that we've got. And I think that's okay, really. So that's pretty much that. In terms of all the podcast plans and stuff, we're about to get a bit busier, a little bit busier in the next, I'd say, month to 2 months. Just for those of you that might be wondering, so it's 3rd of April today. I was going to do a Star Trek Discovery preview podcast today because I thought it aired on the 19th. I don't know why I had that date in mind. Maybe that's a date for something else that I got confused with. It starts tomorrow on the 4th of April, and it's kind of annoying because even though I could have still recorded it and released it, it would have been a little bit mute because the next day the episode's out, things are already kicking off and starting. I did know what I wanted to say for a preview podcast. Well, surprisingly, with that though, there's not really been many trailers, but trailers aside, I did have some thoughts and stuff on it. I'll probably just say what those are on the podcast. I don't know if that will be us getting it tomorrow or it airs in the US tomorrow and then we get it Friday. Either way, that podcast should be out. It's for 2 episodes. Should be out by the time you see this. There is 2 shows coming up I plan to cover. I need to talk to somebody else about them. Them being the 2 shows that I want to cover, but I want to do things a little bit of a different way, and you'll understand what I mean when those start. I'll give a little hint if you want. One of them starts in May and one of them starts in June. So already, like when we get to June, we'll possibly have Star Trek and then the other 2 shows on the air. Both, all 3 seasons of these shows, I think, are the same length of episodes. I think they are anyway. I mean, usually 8 to 10, maybe 12 episodes for seasons nowadays. Because we haven't had a weekly coverage of a show since last year. Again, we would have done Walking Dead, any of the 3 of them, if those had come up. Those haven't come up anyway. I'm actually really, really annoyed by that. And one of the reasons I'm really annoyed, and I'll be open and honest about this, I've seen a loads of spoilers for the Rick and Michonne show. I'm still going to watch it, still going to cover it and all that sort of stuff. But I know a lot of things that happen in that show. They're all quite good things, actually, or at least a few of them are. Obviously, I'm not going to spoil them here. But this isn't a case of like, oh, we should have stayed off social media. No, give us the show to watch, and we'll watch it and find those things out by ourselves. But like, yeah, I've been spoiled on loads of stuff for that. Weirdly, I haven't been spoiled on much for Dead City, which is Maggie and Negan, and I haven't been spoiled on really anything for Daryl. It was the Rick and Michonne show, like, for these last 6 weeks, spoilers after spoilers after spoilers after spoilers. For those of you that know what happens in the finale as well, I know portions of that, and some of those are really big things. And see, I don't really blame myself for like, oh, I should have just avoided it. Like, no, for me to avoid it would be avoid when it airs in the US and then watch it very shortly after when it comes out over here. It's not over here yet, so that's not really my fault, is it? So, we would have been covering that, I suppose. But I have missed rather. The weekly shows for coverage for different things. So, but yeah, one of them's for Star Trek. One of the other season, one, both of the other 2 are for returning shows, but one of them is for one that's having a bit of a fresh start. And one of them is for a second season of something. And obviously, Star Trek starts this week. It's a good thing I did go to look at the air date today when, because literally I was recording that preview and I was like, hey, Star Trek Returns on, then it said 4th of April. I was like, no way. I could have sworn it was the 19th. Because I thought, oh, it's 2 days after my birthday, that would be cool. I have my birthday, then Star Trek starts, and then we can just go from there. And then here's me sitting here thinking, oh, a little bit early, 2 and a bit weeks, that's fine though, there's not really going to be much new information. I'll put a preview podcast out today. Nope, show starts tomorrow. So it's a good thing I did check that, otherwise the episodes might have come out and I might not have even realised. But we'll have coverage of that anyway. So yeah, what was I talking about in the first place? Oh yeah, our anniversary. 8 years. I was speaking to the tattoo guy about this as well. because he's been doing his tattooing for 15 years, he said. And I said, oh, I've been doing these podcasts. I gave him this little entertainment talk card thing. By the way, if you're listening, hi, thank you for the tattoo yesterday. Thank you for all the little details I've described and all that kind of stuff. That's brilliant. What was I saying? And he's like, I was like, yeah, I can't believe it's 8 years, and obviously him doing his thing for 15 years. He's like, yeah, time just flies sometimes. You do notice, this is a bit of a cliche, but you do notice as you get older. I've noticed it more in my 25 plus, like once I hit 25 and over. Time really can just move. And you don't really realize it when you're a kid or when you're a young teenager. You do kind of think, oh, I've got all the time in the world. But yeah, it's pretty mad. So, but 8 years, I still remember the early days and how differently we recorded, how differently things were. But wow, and I've got a lot of people to thank for getting to where I am with this. But I think David earns the biggest thank you. Robert, very grateful for all the other people that I've worked with and podcasted with, all grateful for their time and their efforts and, you know, coming on here, joining me on this platform. Because I had the idea to start Entertainment Talk before I was speaking to David. Obviously, this is going back a little bit of time. If I had never gotten in touch with it, because it may have been a case where I listened to Geektown Radio but never contacted him. He may have just ended up as, oh, another person, another podcast I listen to. I think Entertainment Talk would exist. It certainly wouldn't be what it is now. Certainly. I know that. He knows that. And yeah, I've obviously put in a lot of effort as well. But I'd honestly, in terms of, not that it's like a competition or anything, effort in terms of, between me and him, who's got what percentage of how Entertainment Talks ended up now? I'd honestly say I've got 65 to 70 and he's got like 30 to 35%. I'd honestly say his percentage is that high. Obviously, I've been on every single podcast apart from one, the Good Omens season one thing. But there's a lot of stuff I didn't really know before I started. And or even just like silly little tech issues, things like that, where he's stepped in and things. And he knows I'm grateful. I've told him before. I'd say, yeah, 70% from me and about 30% from him. I don't know if he thinks that number would be too low or whatever. I'll tell him that, actually. Or you can tell him, tweet him or whatever. But I'll tell him that next time I speak to him. I'll say, hey, I said 70% for me and 30% for you. Do you think that's accurate? Heck, I might do that on the next Geektown. Who knows? I'd just be curious as to what he thinks his number would be. Some of you might think, oh my god, no, he should have like 45% of that number. I think it's fair to say I've got over 50% and he's got a very large number. But anyway, so yeah, I'm more now thinking long term in terms of, okay, instead of what am I going to do for year 8 or year 9, what am I going to do for year 10? I'm trying to do more long term plan with that. The thing is with like special podcasts, there is only so much you can do because it's always going to be the same audio and or video. But what are you creating? Who's saying what? Who's what topics? Who's on the thing? You can't really go beyond that necessarily. But I think we're probably due, well, first of all, we're due an appearance from Daryl. It's not his fault, it's mine. I haven't asked him yet, but I'm going to. Like I said before, though, I genuinely have problems these days with, oh yeah, I haven't messaged that person for a while. Oh, I've not even opened the app I speak to them on. It's not because I don't want to follow up with people. I just forget to open certain apps. Yeah. That's what I would mainly kind of blame it on, to be perfectly honest. But anyway, so that's our 8th anniversary. There won't be a ton. There might be a few little things here and there. And you'll also get a special podcast on the 17th of April, my birthday. Got a little something recorded. That's already recorded. Got that done. So what was the other thing? Tattoo. Birthday. I might speak more about my birthday specifically once it's happened. That could be a May episode, reflection on my birthday. I think that might work a bit better if I remember to do that. So there's a few bits that are planned. I'll be at work though, although I have told colleagues, friends. Some people find the word colleague a bit like offensive or a bit sort of, hey, I'm more than your colleague, I'm your friend. My birthday has been written down on the whiteboard in one of the classrooms, and one of the teachers said she's definitely going to remember to sing. I am both happy, nervous, cautiously optimistic, and yeah. I'm happy that she did that, and that, because I would rather it be acknowledged in some way, shape, or form than just no one says anything on the day. But yeah, I'm not really good with like people standing around singing happy birthday. So we'll see how that one works out. But I'd rather genuinely rather have that than just nothing at all. So, but it's. And I know that that's not going to get wiped off because it said a reminder for the Monday when we come back, and there's like lesson plans written on that same whiteboard, so it's not going to get wiped off unless someone does something stupid. But anyway, plus given the conversation we had, I think she's going to remember anyway. Also, when we go back to work in a couple of weeks on that Monday, it'll be 2 days before the day, so we'll see. We'll see how all that goes. I'm very curious. All right, that's it for the tattoo, the birthday, the anniversary stuff. again, if you've got any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on anything I've mentioned, methodentertainmenttalk.org, Twitter, eTalkUK, and there's information in the show notes, including in the email box part on the site. All right, let's take a break. We'll do the boring, maybe not boring part. Depends on, it really depends on how you look at it. Of our stats for March of 2024. I'll see you in a second. Hi there. If you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there. If you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcast and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcast that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. All right, let's go into the stats for the month of March 2024. On a positive note to start off with, we have plus 518 views or clicks, however you want to put it. Remember, important distinction to remember, this is very important. When I do these readings of these numbers, this is not from the podcast numbers, this is from the site numbers. Those are very different, so please keep that in mind. I did explain something about that in the last podcast. I'm not going to explain it again because it's a very long explanation. Just refer to that episode if you want to. But essentially, website clicks are very different to podcast play numbers because obviously you can listen on a podcast platform. So, yeah. Anyway, plus 518. Very good. Very, very good bit for the month there. And the top performing, it's usually six, isn't it? One, two, three, 4, 5, 6, our homepage archives, which is usually at the top, and then we have a bunch of Last of Us stuff. My work paid off, it seems. The World of Last of Us cast updates, more Last of Us 2 thoughts, and Lost Levels. That was one of my favourite episodes I've done in a long time. Not that I don't enjoy podcasts, but every now and again there's an episode that just really sparks me into life, you know, and really kind of does things like that, I suppose. So yeah, this is when we had the news of who is it again? Jesse, Dina. No, sorry, Nora, Owen, Mel. It was four, wasn't there? Because they announced Abby, then they announced Jesse, then they announced Dina. Those were all kind of on the same day. Then there's a bit later they did Owen, Mel, Nora, yes, Nora, and I can't remember who the other person was. Owen, Mel, Nora, and I can't remember the other one. Sorry, can't remember the other one who it was. But that was some more casting thought updates, and also me trying to work out who Catherine O'Hara is going to be playing. It's been suggested she might play the Seraphites leader. But I remember when they posted that news and they said she's playing a new character. And I couldn't work out who that new character is, but that makes it all the more intriguing. Anyway, I'm sure she'll be great. And then talked about some more Last of Us 2 thoughts. I'd finished my 7th playthrough. That's, of course, with the... That was the first playthrough with the Last of Us 2 remastered version. So that was quite cool. And then, of course, I played the Lost level. So I gave my thoughts on the three of those. So a very packed one. Very packed one, but very, very good. Full of good stuff. Then I did my next performing post was... it's only got one less click or listen, which is fine, is my review for the documentary, which really hit me quite hard. And although I knew that there was a lot of human effort that had gone into The Last of Us Part 2, that really showed it on a deeper level, and like the human cost of making that game, and how atrociously awful people can be towards other people, especially when they're playing fictional characters and things like that. The Laura Bailey section particularly really sort of got me there. So that was... Well, it wasn't nice to go... There were some cool parts of it, like when Neil Druckmann was talking about like level design and that sort of stuff. That was really cool, but there was a lot of talk about the abuse parts of it, unfortunately, so... But hey, documentary is kind of what they do. So then individual podcast talking about Abby being cast for season 2. I felt that that did deserve its own podcast, just because Abby's a very, very particular character. Yeah, it's a very particular character. She's utterly brilliant as a character. I'm sure Caitlin Dever will do a great job following on from Laura Bailey. But that was for that one. And then glad to see this kind of doing well. My spoof skit for It's All Too Woke. I hate that word so much. Plus it just gets wildly misused nowadays. All the woke complaints. Yeah, that was... I thought the other day, like, can I do a... Because I was a bit nervous about doing that and how to put it together. And there is a failed version that I did record, which was very, very short. And then I kind of reassessed what I was doing with the episode. I liked the way it turned out, though. I thought it was... I had fun doing that. And upon reflection of that, I had a lot of fun doing that. So there was that as well. I don't think I need to explain what that's about. You know, about people moaning about woke stuff, but me sort of... mocking/making fun of that idea, because it's very, very silly sometimes. Yeah, like flags of colors, for example, and you know, female protagonists of games and things like that. So and then the last one, Analyzing Television 26, David's most recent appearance, What is AMC doing? Again, getting into the conversation of literally what is AMC doing. This is AMC TV, by the way, not their theaters. Such as like Kevin Can F himself, Walking Dead. There's loads of AMC shows that haven't had proper releases over here. Fear the Walking Dead and all that kind of stuff. So talking about all that. And the fact that AMC hasn't sold enough shows to people over here, and they haven't launched AMC Plus, so what do they expect us to do? So like, again, what is AMC doing? And the design of those podcasts is not always to answer that question. Like, if you see a podcast I've made that like poses a question, like what is Sony doing, when I talked about the Morbius Madam Web Sony thing, like what are you doing with that, it's not necessarily the objective of that, not necessarily to answer that question, but to just pose the question and like what I'm supposed to do and all that sort of thing. So there we go. There we go indeed. Let's have a look at a couple of things there. Okay. Interesting. All right, but we kick on into April. April of 2024. It's going okay so far. Still early days. I just genuinely honestly feel that I can't, at least since I started podcasting maybe, which was 2016, I can't remember a start to a year, because we are 4 months in now. And I sent a tattoo guy yesterday, I was saying like, obviously that was 2nd of April. And I was saying like, we're getting to the halfway point almost already. He's like, no, it's gone crazy in that. It's gone really quick. This has been one, at least from a content creator standpoint, this has been, I'm going to go ahead and say, I think this has been the quietest start to a year we've ever had. And there's two reasons for that. It's a bit of a long explanation, but stick with me here for a minute. You've got from 2020 to 2024, right? 2020 and 2021, a bunch of stuff got delayed. COVID, cinemas were closed for a year and a half, etc., etc. Certain studios didn't want to release certain films because they weren't like, you know, loads of cinema seating, there was limited cinema screenings, all those sorts of things, people still ill and, you know, all that kind of thing. Then that calms down slash goes away somewhere in 2022, I can't remember exactly when you'd pinpoint that for. And then we start getting some content out, and then 2023 was quite a bit, it was a very, very busy year, especially for films. And then we get to the end of 2023, the strike happens. That was, what, 3, 4, it felt like 6 months, honestly. It was probably about 3 or 4. And what you've essentially had is where things were supposed to come out in 2020 and 21, some things still did, but it was still very quiet. The things that didn't got pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. Those got pushed into 2022 and some into 2023. But the things that were already scheduled or supposed to come out in 22 and 23 all got bundled up together. I think that's personally why we saw so many films last summer. Last summer was one of the busiest film periods I've ever seen in my life. I know you say the summer blockbuster and all that, but like, wow, I swear there must have been about 15 films in 2 months. It felt like every week there was 2-3 new films, and none of them really were from small franchises. Plus you had like the Barbenheimer thing and like all that kind of stuff. There was so many films out in the summer of last year. Or even if you go from like May to August, from like when Mario came out until about when that Ninja Turtles film came out, I think that was about August something. Then it started slowing down a little bit, and I only mean a little bit. And that's what you want as a content creator. You don't want that to be shoved into a period of, like, that should have been the films for the year, not for the half of the year. Because the problem I found last year was, like, films were coming out and I just wasn't getting to them because I was seeing as much as I kind of could. And then a few weeks goes by, oops, that film that came out 2 weeks ago, it's gone. Because there wasn't enough people to go around to see all the films, and therefore, like, because last year we had an issue that a few too many films were bombing. I just don't think enough people were able to get out to see the films because there were so many of them. But then what that's done is left us a lot more empty from like second half 2023 to early 2024. I think we're going to have it's going to pick up again a little bit in the summer. You've got a few things coming out. The same also applies with TV, also applies with games. There was loads of big games last year, and there's been a few big games this year, but we're 4 months into the year, and it feels like either the things that were supposed to come out either came out a bit earlier and got bumped backwards into 2023, or because of the strike and obviously how that affected loads of things, that's going to bump everything to the summer again. So that's kind of this four-year thing we've had where, like, things just didn't really come out when they were supposed to, I suppose, anyway. So, yeah, that's my long explanation for that. What else did I want to say? What else was there? Surely there was something else. Things are coming back though, but like, I really want to do a few film reviews at the moment, it's just there's just not much. I mean, apart from Luca, which I'm going to go and rewatch this week when it comes out. I've already reviewed that film before, and my thoughts are probably going to be the same on it. So that won't be a podcast, but it will be a, you know, cinema trip. After that, I don't know what I honestly don't. I did have a good look through a few lists the other week of like what the hell is coming out, but it seems like everything's going to be like April, May, June again. Because as much as I like being lightly busy as a content creator, I don't want to be stuffed with things. I want it to be like evened out and all that, because it just gives things more breathing room. I need to breathe, you know, when I do this. So yeah, we'll see what comes. Things will be coming back eventually. There's still other things I want to do. I just need to get to doing some of them. So anyway, all right, thank you very much for listening. I've pretty much already said all the outro stuff, but if you have any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments about anything, methodentertainmenttalk.org, Twitter, eTalkUK, information in the show notes, including an email box if you scroll down a little bit. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, main night podcasts, check out what we do. I'm not completely sure when Gaming Talk will be this week, by the way. We were going to do it either Tuesday or Thursday, and then I realised I'm busy on both those days, because Thursday we played Chelsea and Tuesday I had the tattoo, and I was not in a state yesterday to be doing any podcasting, so that might be the weekend. It also depends on news. Things just feel a bit quiet at the moment, so we'll see when that comes out. But United Cast still continuing. There'll be some other stuff. There'll be a podcast. Yeah, more podcasts coming soon, other stuff. So, entertainmenttalk.org, podcast platforms, entertainment talk, TV, games, films, main night podcasts. Check out what we do, support us, listen to more things. Word of mouth, social media, really important as always. A lot of the people know about what we're doing, where they can find it. That really helps out as well. If someone mentions something we podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 over tiers, ad-free podcast review options, look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, geektown.co.uk, look out for that for TV and film news. Beck's on hiatus, but you can still check out what she's done. Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Trista, B-Y-T-E-S. Me, Xbox Streams, YouTube. Sorry, Xbox Streams, Twitch, eTalk UK, archived on YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays, and on Entertainment Talk Plays on YouTube. That's for the PS5 streams on YouTube, and the archives of those streams as well. Just go and follow, subscribe, Twitch, eTalk UK, YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays, and then you'll be all set. All right, thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Goodbye.